Next, we have Thierry with Journey to an Open Source Contribution.
Thank you. So thank you for coming. I'm Thierry Berger. I love open source, and I'm here with you today to tell you about a few open source fixes or stories I've done. So follow me. Let's make things better. I don't know about you, but I have a dream. And my dream is that different players from different background, okay, it's the problem technical, but yeah, with different backgrounds, can with different interests, players could still be able to play together. So you can imagine an old grandmother playing her match 3 game, you can see the 3 candies, and she will be able to share it with her grandchild. Hey, I'm a grandchild. And that grandchild will be able to share that candy to another game, her like her pet life simulator game, something. So even though they have different interests, they can play together. And it's awesome, so I'm very motivated in that pitch, so I started a hobby project by using the Bavy game engine, which is an open source game engine made in Rust. And the project was going smoothly until I hit a problem. I couldn't input an at, and that's a big problem because I want my players authenticated. And yeah, every email address is having had, so that's a problem. So time to fix it. I have to tell you about my keyboard. I'm French, I'm using AZERTY keyboard. So that means I have to input alt gr then 0 to input an at. And actually, behind the scenes on Windows, it's actually equivalent to control and alt and that 0. And that control mapping is pretty important because control can have a lot of capabilities and can scroll with the mouse wheel, it can copy, cut, paste, it can move the cursor with it can scroll with mouse wheel and move the cursor with arrow keys. Well, anyway, it can do a lot of things, open the task manager and other stuff. So I opened an issue, and the library I'm using, it is Bavy EGUI, a bridge to EGUI, a UI library. Hold the term. Whew. But yeah, I opened that issue. It's actually scrolling. It's a very long discussion. You can see it now because I'm using a PDF, but yep. And eventually we landed on a fix. It was a very long discussion. And yeah, I think it's pretty important, pretty interesting when discussions are way longer than the actual fix because it really shows that communication in software development is very important. And yeah, so if you have a problem, just ask questions and eventually everything will progress. So now we fixed our at sign, we can progress, right? That password field was my next difficulty. I have to tell you a bit more about my project. I want to support one-time authentication, so when the user registers to the application, it sends an email to the user. The user copies that email from their email client and copies that into the application, into that password field. And on web, it was working fine on a native, but on web, it's a bit complicated. So Bavy EGUI, I told you a little bit about that, uses ARBoard, which is a library to support clipboard, but it's mainly focusing on native clients. So it's a synchronous API, and on web it's a problem because we cannot really block the browser as it would freeze the entire browser, so it's just not allowed. And ARBoard desires to stay simple, so that means we cannot add web support to it. So Bavy GUI implemented the local-only clipboard, which is handy to copy from inside our application into our application, but that's not enough for my use case because I want to copy from outside my application. So time to fix it. So to fix it, first I checked what were my options and how other projects were doing it, mainly eFrame, an official framework for EGUI. And I could quickly have something working by using the WebSys crate to interface with JavaScript. And I had the copy, cut, and paste event going through JavaScript directly from the browser and bypassing all the Bavy machinery, which is great. But then I had another problem. I noticed that on Mac web, the controller command was not very well implemented because on Mac user, they don't control A or control C, they command C and command V. So we don't want to support correctly command C and command V to paste, and then control A to select all text. It's inconsistent, so time to fix it. So I fixed that by using the user agent on web and to detect on which platform I was, so eventually all my controls were consistent. So at this point, my pull request is the state of my whole adventure is that I have a pull request waiting for fixing the clipboard, and it's on review. It can be a lot complicated. We did see a lot of little devils in the details. So I let it sit. The main contributor of Bevy EGUI is in Ukraine, so you can guess he has a lot of other stuff to do. So anyway, I can just target my branch, and I can continue on my journey, right? What is it wrong again? Let's rewind a bit. We skipped a little bit that first fix we did about that at sign. The fix was mostly if it's control, it's not text, but if we are on Windows, it might be text, so we're running the condition. And on web, it will not work because it's a macro there, and it's on compilation time. And WASM, it will not equate to Windows. It's actually WASM 32 unknown and known on Rust for the tech savvy, and so it's not working. So now that I've studied the subject more, I could have done the same check I was doing before with the user agent to detect the correct platform, and that would have fixed all my problem. But then I did that in another pull request to separate things and do things the correct way, and I was a bit confused. So I first tried to remove that, and then I was like, oh, okay, what about alt code? If I remove that, I can input alt code because I'm French. Did I tell you that? Yeah. And I'm French, so I like to input A, O, R, weird characters. And so I removed that, and then I was like, oh, well, there is another if right there. Maybe it just would fix my problem. I don't know what I was thinking. I was like, it's an emoji with the exploding head. But yeah, I was like that, and yeah, it's pretty telling. But anyway, so I decided I would have to step a little bit back. Mistakes happen, and so I blanked that out before in a precedent slide, if you remember. Bevy behind the scene is using Winit, which is a backend library for handling windowing. It's basically a low-level stuff to send raw inputs. So I noticed they had a lot of fixes related or not to my issues, and I was like, will I have to do all my fixes again? I wasn't too confident in it. So mistakes happen, because I think I would have been able to fix that by using the user agent and call it a day. But anyway, I like rabbit holes. So I went to update Winit update. Yeah, why not? So I knew it wouldn't be too easy to do, because I had to track multiple main branches, multiple unstable dependencies. I had to track Bevy main branch and Winit main branch, which had multiple commits every day. So I had to have a stronger plan than doing it like anyway. So I had to first update, make everything compile and work, and then after everything compiled works, I could update to the new Winit goodies, Winit API, good stuff. So first, when doing a dependency update, check the documentation, but I was updating to main, so documentation is not really great, so that meant foraging through the source code, pull requests, changelogs, work in progress changelogs, and occasionally chat on with relevant experts, and the Winit uses Element, which is a sponsor from First Dem, so yeah, thanks Element. First, when I was ready, I rolled up my sleeve and dove into the code, and the first thing I did was updating a lot of enum names, and I'm thankful that most IDE support for search and replace. Yeah, VS Code, sorry. Then another task I did was update a lot of dependencies. As you can see, there was a bunch, and I like to focus on a particular one, raw window handle. It's a cray to provide a common interface to interface with the window. And most of the dependencies had updated to a new version. As you can see, version 0.6 actually. In Bevy, we use continuous integration testing and cargo deny, which helps us prevent from duplicate dependencies. So I had to have my whole stack targeting the same raw window handle dependency. And WGPU, which is another low-level crate for graphics, wasn't updated to that. And I felt adding yet another main branch would be too much of a time sink. So I had to use version 0.5 for raw window handle. And it's quite interesting how it's supported by the whole raw window handle ecosystem. You can just add a feature to most ecosystem crates and to say, I want to support this particular version, and everything will be consistent. I had to do a few pull requests to the dependencies, but everyone was very responsive. So yeah, we eventually had something consistent. So now we can profit, right? And yeah, progress on my task. Not yet, because the WinIt update is pretty complex. It can impact a lot of architecture, platform, and stuff. So and I don't have every platform to test, and I have also limited time. So I reached out to the Bevy Discord for help. Like, hey, my pull request is nearing completion. Can you help me review it and test it, please? So yeah, we caught a few bugs. So I'm very thankful for everyone who chimed in. And eventually, the WinIt update was merged. Yes. So now we can profit, right? When I'm doing anything, I like to focus on the objective now. So that meant taking a few shortcuts. I noted them all as faithfully as I could. If you check out the whole